How to wire a 4-channel amp to 6 speakers. You may connect a 4-channel amplifier to 6 speakers in a variety of ways. This article will explain them all in depth. So, stay tuned for more. To begin, bear in mind that wiring a 4-channel amplifier to 6 speakers is not advised. The best option is to purchase a 6-amp channel or a 4-channel amplifier and connect 4 speakers. However, wiring 6 speakers to a 4-channel amplifier are not tricky. It loads the amp more when you wire more speakers with an amplifier than the capacity allows. When your equipment is put under a higher load, it heats up quickly and is not suitable for your amplifier. You can connect up to 6 different speakers to the same 4-channel amplifier in series or parallel. Both methods have advantages and disadvantages. The decision will be yours. Assume you have 4-ohm speakers that are popular among the people. We'll calculate the strain on your head unit under this hypothesis. Parallel wiring. If you wire 2 4-ohm speakers in parallel, the head unit will be subjected to a 2-ohm load. Because you will connect 2 speakers to 1 channel, you will need to link 4 speakers together on 2 channels. All of your 4 speakers are linked on 2 channels, while the final 2 can be linked to the remaining 2. There are now a total of 6 speakers connected to 4 channels. The health of your amplifier is enhanced by using 2-way passive speakers connected on 2 channels. However, if 4 speakers are connected through the wire with 2 channels and operate at full volume, they will put a constant load of 2 ohms on each channel. Because of the additional load, you'll probably need 2 amplifier channels for each speaker. However, bear in mind that this occurs when you listen at a very high volume for an extended period of time. It's possible that your stereo will not heat up excessively if you don't play music at a very loud volume. If you listen to music at a high volume for a very short time, you are still in a good safe. Your stereo is in danger of dying if it isn't given a chance to cool off. However, if you listen to your stereo at a moderate volume or at a high volume for a short amount of time, it will not be damaged. Advantage and disadvantage. Wiring 6 speakers to 4 channels in parallel have the advantage of providing complete power and excellent sound quality. The disadvantage is that you are unable to listen to your music at maximum volume for a long time. It can become hot and damage your stereo. To summarize, it's not a secure approach for your stereo. Series wiring. It's safe to connect your stereo in series, but it won't provide you with a great music listening experience. Let's see how to accomplish it. If we connect 2 4-ohm speakers in series, the head unit receives a load of 8 ohms. This is less dangerous than a series because the current will be able to flow through the system more freely. In this manner, 2 speakers will be connected in series through a wire will be linked on 2 channels amp, and the remaining 2 speakers on the other 2 channels amp. As a result, 6 speakers are connected to 4-channel amplifiers. Advantage and disadvantage. The safety of your amplifier will be enhanced when you connect it in series. You may use this technique in a safe manner without affecting any equipment. You can easily alter it if you are dissatisfied with it. The disadvantage of series wiring is that the power draw is decreased. The audio isn't very clear. Wire of 6 speakers. You can connect 4 speakers in 2 channels by repeating the procedure described above, either in parallel or series. The next step is to choose between 2 speakers for a single channel. Consider a scenario in which 6 speakers are positioned in your car in the following way: 2 on the dashboard, 2 on the back, and 2 on each side. You may connect 2 back speakers with 1 channel and 2 side speakers with another in this situation. The remaining 2 speakers are connected in a single channel using the 2 remaining RCA connectors. However, you may modify the configuration to suit your preferences. Conclusion. Wiring 6 speakers to a 4-channel amplifier in series and parallel have been discussed previously. You can test either one or both of these and come to a better conclusion. To improve the sound quality, speakers must be wired in parallel, and the volume kept constant. It will not damage the stereo system, and you will have a clear, crisp sound. The most secure connection is in series, but you won't be able to receive the highest possible sound quality. FAQs. How can you hook up 6 speakers to a 4-channel amplifier? When you hook up a 4-channel amplifier to 6 speakers, keep in mind that it's not a good idea. Connecting 4 speakers with a 4-channel amplifier is the ideal approach. However, it is feasible to connect 6 speakers to a 4-channel amplifier. What is the difference between wiring car speakers in parallel versus series? Parallel wiring has an advantage over series wiring because it provides more power to your system. However, there are certain disadvantages of parallel wiring too. Series wiring might be a safe approach for your stereo, but it doesn't supply enough power to your speakers. Do 6 speakers in parallel sound better than 6 speakers in series? Yes, 6 speakers connected in parallel sound better than 6 speakers connected in series. A series connection will provide you with a very low power output. You won't be able to listen clearly for a long time. Can I wire 2 4-ohm speakers in parallel with a 2-channel amplifier? Yes, you can wire 2 4-ohm speakers in parallel with a 2-channel amp. But for this configuration, the output impedance of both channels must be 8 ohms. How can I connect 4 4-ohm speakers to a 2-channel amp? In order to achieve this, use a Y-connect. Draw out 2 wires from the amplifier and attach them to the speakers. You will have 4-ohm speakers linked to a 2-channel amp for better sound quality.